It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. A state parks official once famously claimed the top three conservation issues in Texas are water, water, and water. As we've reported here recently, experts say the next 100 years in Texas are likely to be drier than any time in the last 1,000 years. Now, the news organization Circle of Blue, which reports on issues related to H2O worldwide, has launched a series of reports about the challenges Texas faces trying to manage what many argue is the Lone Star State's most precious resource. Former New York Times journalist Keith Schneider is senior editor and chief correspondent with CircleofBlue.org, which this week launched the month-long series Water Texas. Keith, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about why Texas caught your organization's attention here and what exactly you were looking to tell the story of.
Well, Circle of Blue has traveled the nation and the world to report on one of the seminal struggles between the economy and the environment of our century, which is the confrontation between rising demand for water. And Texas is one of those places where this confrontation is most apparent and most severe. Texas is a growing state. By 2070, we'll have 51 million people. So Texas is going to have a significant confrontation between rising demand because of population and economic growth and diminishing supply. So, and Texas is also, you know, our second largest state.
I think that what's interesting to me is that we seem to be always sort of lurching from crisis to crisis when it comes to the issue of water. As you've been reporting on water in Texas, do you see a way out of that cycle?
Changes of this magnitude take generations. It took generations to build the interstate highway system. It took generations to build the big dams across the West to provide water. So Texas needs now to begin, or at least to advance, the work that it's already been doing over the last several decades to reduce its water demand and at the same time cultivate the industries that use less water or can use less water.
It seems like quite often when we talk about water in Texas, we're talking about it at the extremes. We're talking about the troubles that the cities are facing. We're talking about the parched conditions out west. Texas Hill Country isn't a place where we often talk about water, but as you're pointing out, it seems like we're having more challenges, more clashes, really, over water there, right?
The Hill Country is the epicenter of the confrontation between rising demand and diminishing supplies of fresh water. And if you look at Hays County, two generations ago, Hays County had 40,000 people in it and 14,000 residential homes. It now has 220,000 people in it and 75,000 homes. So I started our series at Jacob's Well in Wimberley. Jacob's Well is this famed artesian well that actually had been running unmolested, untrammeled, plenty of water for centuries, and then began to run dry. And it's episodic in droughts. And as Hays County grows and other Hill Country counties grow in population, there is already during drought severe water shortage, severe crimping in the water supply, which is going to affect every aspect of the quality of life in that region. We also have in Texas agriculture.
I was going to say, of course, agriculture accounts for something like 60% of all water consumption in Texas.
Yes, agriculture is very much aware of this. Farmers have been water conservers for decades in Texas and are doing a decent job. But again, the supply, there's going to be changes in agriculture too, changes in cropping patterns, changes in what kinds of crops are cultivated, changes in how water is delivered to agriculture and to crops. There could be, you know, changes in practices and laws about how to share water in Texas. These are major changes that are happening this century that nature is just going to insist occur, or Texas's quality of life will diminish.
What is it that you're hoping to accomplish ultimately with this month-long series of stories on Texas and water? How do you see it making a difference?
You know, our work is designed to just illustrate a major confrontation and then to pick out, choose, and show and display and report on the places and the people that are making change. One of our stories is on the $1.9 trillion Texas economy and the incredible influence that water has through all of it. And that economy is endangered in its current form unless it adjusts to a more water-conserving regime. And it can be done. our purpose is to try to dig into, you know, the complexity of these stories and then unravel them in narratives that are compelling and in pictures that are compelling, graphics that are compelling.
Keith Schneider is senior editor and chief correspondent with Circle of Blue. They have a new series that launched this week on water, Texas. We'll have a link to it over at texasstandard.org. Keith, great to talk with you. Thanks so much for taking time out to speak with us on The Standard.
Thank you.